Hi, this is Heat's weekly showbiz podcast we're obsessed with. It covers everything from celebrity gossip to pop culture. It comes out weekly every Friday. For more celeb gossip, the magazine's out now. Heat Radio's on 24/7 and heatworld.com's got all the breaking news. I'm Lydia Batham, Heat's entertainment reporter, and today I am joined by
Heat's news editor, Kate Randall.
And I'm a Heat World writer, Ruby Norris.
Hello, how are we all?
Good, how are you?
Really good, very well, yeah. Ready to dissect all the showbiz news?
Well, yeah. Let's go with the big one. Cheryl's comeback.
Cheryl's back.
Number 575.
She's back again.
So Cheryl has officially finished her maternity leave after having baby Bear 5 months ago and has done a new campaign for L'Oreal and is launching a beauty range. So are we excited by Cheryl coming back?
Oh, I mean, I feel like she does come back quite often.
I didn't really feel like she'd ever gone.
No,
I think that's the thing.
I think it's a new picture of her.
Yeah.
People went a bit crazy on Instagram, didn't they? Because she posted a really, quite a lovely picture on Insta of her looking quite glam.
I mean, she never doesn't look quite glam, does she?
She is looking very beautiful with her long, luscious dark hair and no baby weight.
Of course not. She's had 5 months to get rid of it, I guess.
She's been hiding behind those walls of her Surrey mansion.
How nice.
Doing all the thing. But yeah, have we missed her? Like, do we think, is there a Cheryl-shaped hole in our lives?
I don't think there's been a Cheryl-shaped hole in my life for a while,
not
if I'm being
since,
honest.
Like, circa 2007.
Maybe. Yeah, I would say, you know, a good five, no, longer than that, because it feels like 5 years ago, but you're right, it's closer to 10.
Yeah.
Then she was like, you know, probably my style icon to a degree, never actually dressed like that. But you know what I mean, I loved what she used to wear and how she used to look. Now I just don't really care.
I see, I'm quite still obsessed with Cheryl.
Okay.
I want to see the baby. I want to see what she looks like. I want to see her and Liam interacting. I just want to know what is going on.
Mm. Do you think we're ever going, I mean, obviously, I think eventually they will show us the baby, but how do you think it's going to happen? Is it going to be that they'll post it on Instagram? Are they going to sell some pictures to a magazine?
I don't think they'll sell pictures now. It's too late. No. I think they might just do an Instagram one.
Yeah. And the world will go insane.
Yes, definitely. I will go insane.
Internet will break.
I think, I reckon part of the reason we haven't missed her though is because Liam's been around and Liam's done a lot of interviews and that's kind of kept us covered. Like, we've learned a little bit about
Liam
Baby Bear.
Liam is given a lot
he's
away.
Been, he's been around the block a few times, hasn't he, Liam?
He talks very much about Cheryl and stuff. Mm. So we feel that we know about their lives because she's quite private, but he is the opposite of private, can't shut up, and just likes to tell us about what Baby Bear's doing, how much weight Cheryl's lost, he calls her the missus, what they watch on TV. It sounds quite a boring life, actually.
They do sound like they're living the very, like, 2.4 kids, whatever it is, kind of life, don't they? In their little Surrey mansion.
But yeah, but she's bringing out a makeup range, so would you buy Cheryl makeup?
I don't know if she's got that big appeal that she used to have in terms of putting out a product. I can see you completely disagree with me.
No, I just think, I don't particularly like her, but I still think there's something about Cheryl that people are quite obsessed with want to know everything about her life. And because she's not said anything, really, since the baby's been born. Well, actually, for the past year,
she's
not
mystery,
really said anything. I think people are just,
it's like she's going down like the Beyonce route, you know, where you don't really do interviews, but everything's completely controlled by yourself. Yeah. You just put out your picture on Instagram and that's
not
it.
Not quite Beyonce.
Yeah.
I'm not saying she's Beyonce, obviously. I'm saying she is trying to do the Beyonce thing.
Beyonce's given out more. Beyonce's given out more.
That's true.
She's just had the twins.
Beyonce did the Instagram post, didn't
she? Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
but
she's at least given us that. Cheryl's too good for that now.
Back of the head only. That's what we're allowed with a baby.
Or him and his mini Yeezys.
So, oh, yeah, true.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But yeah, is there any celebs that you just wish would disappear for good? Because there are some I can't take reading about anymore in Heat magazine.
In the magazine that I write them about.
And I love writing about them. Are there? I don't know. There's some that I, sometimes it's like the way it's covered in like other places, not necessarily Heat, but like Rita Ora. It's just like, I just don't care that she's gone to the beach.
I agree.
You know? Or a lot of the, like, former Big Brother stars.
Yeah.
There's people that I wish, like, they wouldn't make happen. So, like, some of the Love Island people, like Jess Shears, she doesn't need to happen.
Oh, it's over now already, isn't it?
Yeah,
I think 5 minutes is up.
She needs to go away. And there's the other one from Love Island, China.
She's everywhere.
She also needs to disappear under a rock and never, ever come back. Because she was only famous for about 2 seconds.
She wasn't even in the real Love Island. She was in Casa Amor.
Talking of people who might want to disappear in a few weeks, Celebrity Big Brother has started.
Yes.
Again.
It's back.
Yeah. How are we feeling about it?
Oh, I don't know if I'm just a little bit reality TV'd out at the moment after putting so much time and effort into Love Island and giving up my life for that. I'm not sure if I'm ready for another.
We did invest quite a lot into it. Our heart and soul went into Love Island. Yeah. I feel like when it ended, I was ready for more. I wanted something to latch onto. But then when it actually came to it, couldn't get into it. Like on the launch night, I was like, oh, I'm really looking forward to it. I really want to watch it. And then I just couldn't. Got a bit bored halfway through. I think I fell asleep.
I know. Apparently it was the lowest audience that they've had for any launch ever. Less than 2 million people watched it.
You just feel like you're scraping the barrel, don't you, now? This is the 20th series of Celebrity Big Brother. So how many more celebrities can they get to actually do
it? How many more celebrities are there in the
world? Yeah, I mean, some of them I've never even heard of.
I feel like they've got to start making repeats, haven't they? Yes. We've got to start coming back.
But they did make repeats because they had that one and they brought all the old people back in January, didn't they?
But Rylan, he obviously presents... Yes. I've forgotten the name of it. What's it called? Big Mouth.
Big
Brother's Bit on the Side.
Oh, it is still Bit on the Side.
Yeah, it used to be Big Brother's Little Mouth.
Oh, okay. There we go. Right.
Oh, no, Big Brother's Little Brother.
That was the morning show. Do you remember they had they really went to town. Yeah. They had like a morning TV programme. They had 24 hour live stream.
Yeah. We used to, E4 was just a live stream. Yeah. It was total programming.
When you'd be watching
channel.
It with no sound on. Yeah, just
shuffling
used to
around.
Watch it before school. Yeah. I remember someone escaped once. It was like, we're on the bus. Oh. Like, oh my God, so-and-so's escaped.
Those are the days. The heydays of Big Brother.
I know. But apparently, Rylan is still watching the live stream. Like, I mean, obviously, it's his job. He loves it. But he apparently is across the show 24 hours. And he was telling a friend of ours from another radio station that we work with.
So in my dressing room, I have the live feed. In my office, I have the live feed. Every day, I go into the house and walk around the camera runs, just have a little check and make sure no one's dead. But yeah, I love it. When I'm at Big Brother, I'm totally in it. Like, even at the weekend, I don't do Saturdays and Sundays at Big Brother, but I'm always on the phone. So, like, if there's a task that's gone in or there's a twist that's happened or someone's walked out or someone's been kicked out, then obviously I'm on the phone. So I love it. I just love it.
I think from that we can come to the conclusion that Rylan loves it. He just loves it.
He loves Big Brother.
And that's great for him. Like, loving your job is a... very few people do love their jobs totally.
Apart from us, obviously.
But there are a lot of people that would complain about their jobs. Yeah. And the fact that he loves it and he's really committed to it and he wants to be part of that show so much.
And you forget that he actually won it.
Yeah, I know.
You do forget that he was on it, don't you? Yeah. I always forget he was on it.
Yeah, just a few years ago.
Yeah.
So that's actually, I feel like for him, he comes from that rare place of having experience of it. So he knows what those contestants have been through. He knows what it's like to live in that house for days on end, not to just have your life dictated to by Big Brother. So he can, I guess, give a different side to it.
He can relate to them. And they probably want to speak to him more as well. Yeah. They know that he's
been
through it.
They'll open up a bit to him a bit more.
But this is the 20th series for Celebrity Big Brother. Do you think round 20?
Yeah, cool.
Put it to bed.
Maybe
the 21st.
True.
Everyone loves the 21st.
Because the winter one, it's always better than the summer one.
So you think 21st... I mean, I guess you could get some dream contestants in there, couldn't you? But what do you make of this year's contestants?
There's Sarah Harding.
Yeah.
Who
everyone's hoping she's going to talk about our friend Cheryl, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, she looks terrible. Poor Sarah. No, but like, compare her life to Cheryl.
Yeah.
Any of their lives to Cheryl.
Oh, no, but Cheryl's just announced a new like makeup range. Mm. Everyone's still really interested in her. Sarah's had to go on Celebrity Big Brother.
I know. and that's the thing. You kind of get two sets of people, I think, in Celebrity Big Brother, don't you? You get those ones that are hoping is going to boost their career massively and those they're at the end of their tether and nothing else is working anymore.
They've got a big tax bill coming through. And then maybe not.
Yeah, but...
yeah, they're doing it for the money. I think it pays quite well. But.
That's true. And I know that's the thing. It's like, oh, they're to get money, £50,000 to a charity of their choice. It's like, yes, and how much do they take home themselves?
Yeah, exactly.
That would be the one. If I was a celeb, I would not want to do Big Brother.
No.
That'd be the one show I wouldn't want to take part in.
I'd do I'm a Celeb. No, I wouldn't. I'd want to do Strictly. You want to learn a skill, don't you?
Got to aim for the top. Yeah. Like, strictly or nothing for me. Yeah.
Dancing on Ice is apparently coming back, isn't it?
Even that.
Yeah, it is.
I've always wanted to figure skate.
It's a bit of a poor man Strictly,
it's
though.
It's a poor man Strictly. That's literally what it is.
Yeah. Who is then your favourite ever CBB winner? Or just maybe ever the brother winner?
I really like Scotty T. I just thought he was just quite like good comic value on it. I really liked him.
My favourite ever, she didn't win, but was Jackie Stallone.
Oh, okay.
But when she entered the house and just went, yeah, I'm Bracky. And it lifted me.
See, I really struggle with it because I think I feel like I fell off the BB bandwagon so long ago that my favourites are still, Nikki Graham is still an absolute favourite of mine.
Yeah. That was just like a totally different show, wasn't it, back then? So different to how it is now, I think.
That was the normal one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then she's gone back in on celebrity ones, hasn't she? I'm pretty sure she took part
in
one of
the All-Stars.
I think she did the All-Stars.
So many good moments. Actually, you can pick up Heat this week and read all the great top 10 moments from Celebrity Big Brother.
Shall we move on to Mr. Brooklyn Beckham?
Yes, Brooklyn Beckham has had a new tattoo. Well, he's had a lot of tattoos since he's turned 18.
Quite a few tats.
I think he's trying to be like Dad.
Yeah,
not quite like him. And he's had on his foot, Made in England. I mean, is this the worst tattoo in history?
Massively got it wrong there, hasn't he?
He really has.
He's gone way off field, and there's no going back.
I'm surprised Mrs. Victoria Beckham didn't step in and be like, "Hey, so remember I'm Posh Spice?
Yeah, got a reputation to keep up."
I mean, Made in England, and he wasn't even made in England.
That's the thing; it's factually incorrect. Yeah, that's just being awful.
He was actually. Do you know where he was made?
Well, we all know.
No, because it's all.
It's not his name.
Not his name.
This I only found this out today.
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
It was
you can take it away.
It's Copenhagen.
Is it? How do we know this for sure?
Because in her autobiography.
And then she said that she did the pregnancy test
in Brooklyn,
yeah.
Oh, interesting.
And yeah, so he should have been called Copenhagen.
He's also, he should have been called Copenhagen, and he should have had Made in Copenhagen. Yeah,
Made in Denmark.
Yeah. But then he's also spent parts of his life in Spain and LA, so he's not exactly...
It's not like he's solidly spent his whole life
in England. He's been all over the place.
No, he hasn't.
But I mean, the poor little chap was saying that it's very hard being him. Yeah,
hard. 18 years old, got himself a photography book deal.
Yeah, working for Burberry, was driving around in a £60,000 car the other day. Real tough.
No. Poor him.
Dating models and singers.
Yeah. But imagine being an 18-year-old and having David Beckham. As your dad.
Yeah,
you're never ever going to look like him. You're never going to be as good as your dad.
True. But he's also been afforded a lot of opportunities in life that most people would never get. And thanks to his dad. And he's clearly got a really good relationship with his dad. So he's not had to do a lot of hard work to get all these things. I know some people will be like, but he does have to do hard work. It's like, if Joe Bloggs from... somewhere, random place was like, "Hey, I took these pictures. Do you think I could have
a book?"
Make me a book. No one's going to do it.
He actually said, he was doing an interview and they said, "Oh, what kind of camera do you use?" He said, "Oh, I don't know. I take a lot of pictures on my iPhone." Well, so do I. So it doesn't make me a photographer, does it?
Do you know, that makes my internal rage just goes. Because I know so many people, particularly the industry that we work in, that like, they have made a craft. It's a craft. Yeah. They've trained. They've spent years working on these things. Yeah. And they'll never get to do that.
It's true.
And so he can't complain. But you're right. He'll never be as cool as his dad.
No.
But hey, ho.
I do feel a bit sorry for him then. If everyone's saying that he's never going to be as good as his dad and he's got this career that he's only got from having famous parents, the poor hun just trying to get by.
Aww. Do you actually feel sorry for him?
I feel a bit sorry. I don't know. Maybe not. Backtracking, not actually that sorry
when
for him.
I really think about this,
I don't.
No,
okay, no. I would have loved his life.
Yeah,
exactly. He's
if
got
I
it
was
good.
A child of Posh and Beck's, I'd be living the dream right now.
I feel like Harper's going to be lapping it up when she's older. Oh, she's going to be living the actual dream.
Do you... are there any celebrity couples you would like to be your parents? Is that a weird thing to say? Have you ever thought about it?
Richard and Judy.
That's a good one.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. I love my mum and dad, but I really wish Richard and Judy were my parents.
Or Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds.
Oh,
they
my
are
God.
Literally like family goals.
Aren't they the sweetest?
They're just so funny as well. Yeah. And beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful.
And their daughter's really cute when they... You know, we that's one baby that we didn't see for ages.
Yeah.
And then
Baby James.
Baby James.
And Inez?
Yeah, and then they brought them out for his star ceremony. Yeah. And she was like,
cute.
She was holding the microphone and it was just the cutest sort of thing in the world.
And I just love them.
Yeah.
They're great.
What about you?
Who is mine? I always put these questions out there and they go, I haven't thought of the answer. Can you tell I'm a journalist and I just ask questions? I don't ever answer them. Do you know what? When I was probably about 9, I think I did want Victoria and David to be my parents. I thought that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Again, mum and dad, love you. You're not going to listen, but still. but yeah, that was probably my 9-year-old goal of parents. Nowadays, I don't know, someone like Bill Nighy, I love. I'd love him to be my dad.
I think he'd be like a really fun, like, drunk uncle.
Probably fun drunk. You're probably right. Drunk uncle
is... he'd be great. Like, just see him at Christmas, like, have a bit of a laugh with him and then don't have to deal with him all the time.
Yeah.
You've both got really cool parents. Mine are just...
Richard and Judy.
Richard and Judy. Oh, we all want to go Richard and
Well,
Judy,
Richard
though.
Has my birthday.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, I mean, that's my claimed to name.
Liam Payne has mine.
Does he?
Yeah.
That's good.
And Michael Jackson, but...
Oh.
Not anymore.
Mine's Robert Pattinson. He's got my birthday too. And Lena Dunham. Who's yours? Do you know?
I actually don't know. That's what we need to look up for next time.
We all need to know your celebrity birthdays. Question number one, if you ever meet them. So did you know we're birthday twins?
Yeah.
Me and Liam. So next, Nicole Kidman.
Mm-hmm.
So Aussie actress Nicole Kidman, for the first time ever, she says she's going to go back to her Aussie roots and use her accent in her new film, The Upside.
And is it a film, I'm presuming, not set in Australia?
Yes, yeah, so she's just... It's not in Australia, so she's had to use American accents for all her other films. And now she's like, no, I'm just going to use my own...
Yeah. Just going to be me.
Yeah.
Just keeping
just
it real.
Just going to be Norma Nicole from The Outback. Worst Australian accent in the world.
Always worth a shot. I was going to do one too, but I'm not going to now.
I don't think we can follow that.
No. Fair play to her.
Yeah.
She's at a stage in her career where she can do what she wants.
Yeah. I'm just more put off, not by her accent, by her face that doesn't seem to move. And then you also need to see how she clapped at the Oscars.
That was
weird.
I mean...
Epic.
I can't get over it still.
Absolutely epic.
But as a meme, it's great, because you know there are those moments where you want to give a giant round of applause. Yeah.
Just in the street in your everyday life.
You just want those hands to just give that huge one.
Well, apparently it's so that they don't look fat when they clap.
Oh, I thought she didn't want to damage her nails. Or is that not a thing?
No, apparently they do it so that you don't get bingo wings.
So what, you hold your fingers back and you only hit your palms.
People can't see this, but you hit your palms so that you don't wobble.
I'm somehow still managing to get some wobble.
When you clap.
Yeah, mine got some wobble too.
I'm still managing.
I've got a long sleeve top on, so
Yeah. Can't
tell. But yeah.
That's what it is. Because I know it's like, I like to call the skinny arm pose, I'm sure you all do. You know, the ones where you... Yeah, on the hip. Sorry, just to demonstrate. Like, again, we're forgetting that we are not on camera.
But I think everyone knows a skinny arm.
Yeah, they know
but that's like an actual thing that they get taught, celebrities on red carpets. So maybe clapping is also something they're taught then.
But like, talk of accents, what's the worst accent you've ever heard in a film?
We've got to go straight in with the Dick Van Dyke, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
Mary Poppins.
But do you know what? I know everyone says that that's bad, but I watched that film when I was about 3, 4, not really knowing anything about accents, and it never bothered me, and it still doesn't bother me to this day, because I think I'm just so used to that film. Yeah. I used to watch it on repeat when I was a kid. Ones that, it bothers me more now when I hear bad ones. Like, have you seen One Day with Anne Hathaway?
I can't actually watch it because everyone told me that the accent was awful. And I was like, I just couldn't.
So bad. Like, it's awful. Like, she just is switching between suddenly being a little bit northern, because the character's meant to be northern. Suddenly she's really posh. You're just like, what is this?
It's too funny.
It should never have been allowed.
Yeah. Also, Gerard Butler.
The one where he's Irish and Scottish.
Oh, yeah.
Awful. And I loved that book, but I couldn't actually watch the end of the film because it annoyed me so much. I just think, you are paid to do this. This is your job. It's not like you're doing it for as a favour for someone.
Is no one telling them, like, you sound a bit rubbish?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Maybe they're scared.
But that's the thing. That's surely the director at some point has just got to be, like... Nah. Did anyone watch Pretty Little Liars?
Oh, this is my one I chose.
Spencer
and Twinsa, whatever her name is.
Sorry for the spoilers if you haven't watched end of Pretty Little Liars.
She sounds like a Dickensian chimney sweep. Like, what is she even doing?
to anyone else that has ever watched it, I committed a lot of time of my life to Pretty Little Liars. It's not like just a film. It's not 2 hours.
It's not.
This is, what is it, seven series?
Seven series.
22 episodes, roughly a series.
A time leap of 5 years.
Yeah, a time leap of 5 years. To have that ending with that accent, I was like, surely at some point they're just going, let's just rewrite it.
Yeah.
Like, it's all been happening in the background. She can't do it. Move on.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, maybe I won't watch it now.
Have you ever watched the series?
I watched the first couple and I just couldn't get into it.
Yeah.
But everyone said I've got to get past the first couple.
I don't know if you do.
To be honest,
I don't know if you do.
The payoff is not worth it.
Okay.
So if they'd have given us some great final episode with a fantastic storyline, I said, yeah, commit. They really.
But now I'm just going to get a crap accent.
A fake English twin.
But it's like in Forrest Gump. This is only a very little bit, but right at the end, Tom Hanks loses his Forrest voice. Is that Forrest accent?
Just briefly?
Yeah.
Really? Just let's
right
it
at the end, when he's talking to Jenny at the grave, watch it and then you'll notice it and you'll never be able to watch it again.
Yeah. Oh, no. You've ruined it.
It doesn't ruin the film, but it's just like,
such a shame.
Anyone an Oscar for it?
They didn't notice then, did they?
No.
They weren't paying attention.
If I'd been on that panel, I'd be like, really, really good, but you lost your accent for 2 seconds.
Yeah, in all fairness, they probably have to watch so many movies that they maybe don't get to the end. And then just fast forward. Watch it really, really fast.
Yeah, and then Karen with films, Halle Berry has come out today and said that there can never be a female James Bond because you just can't understand, like, you can't rewrite
you can't
a character.
Do it. Yeah.
Right.
But. Do we agree? Do we think there could be a female James Bond?
I get really mixed on this one.
I'm very in two minds about it.
And my boyfriend's a huge James Bond fan, like massive. And for him, it's like, no. He was like, I'm all for there being great female characters that act alongside James Bond, side, you know, or a sideline that runs a similar storyline. But to him, James Bond is James Bond. The whole character is a womanizer that is probably awful and not very for this time. But that's that, you know,
that is him,
that's who he is. Whereas something like Doctor Who, totally okay to change it, doesn't it's not
Doctor
bound
Who's
in
not
that
a
same
real
way.
Person.
Doctor Who physically changes. Like, the whole idea of Doctor Who is that it physically changes every single time, it regenerates.
And whereas time travel,
exactly. There's more
telephone
elements
box,
to it.
Whereas James Bond, you're actually completely changing the concept
I
of
do,
the
yeah.
character.
I have never really watched a James Bond film. I've seen one.
Yeah.
But I think you have to have a male James Bond.
I'm purely from a selfish point of view. Like, I just want to see quite a good looking guy on TV. I don't really want to watch a good looking girl.
But you could have like a fit Bond boy.
Yeah.
Like a Bond girl.
This is true.
But yeah, I'm just not down with
it. I mean, I guess you're saying that you haven't necessarily watched them, but I think Moneypenny has been sort of a good addition in terms of like a female intellectual, and also they had M as a female, the woman in charge,
this
for so long.
Yeah,
and
this is true.
Probably Judi Dench is probably going to come down as like the greatest M there ever was, and I don't think as a film that it's not feminist in some way.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's definitely not in other ways.
Yeah,
but
film have to have this big like feminist?
True.
Approach inside of it, like it's not directly anti-feminist.
No.
So does it have to have?
We wouldn't
big...
want a male Bridget Jones.
No, exactly.
You're right.
It's
and,
true.
Yeah, and I think there is a thing. Like, yes, there aren't enough characters like Doctor Who or James Bond for females or for female actors, and I do think it makes a massive difference when, as a female, you're represented on screen. Like, I have to admit, I did get a little bit emotional over the Doctor Who casting, and when I watched Wonder Woman, I also felt incredibly emotional because we haven't had that. But that's not to say that every single character has
that
to
has
change.
Been male.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
We just need to create more of those characters
of
our own as well.
But keep James Bond.
Keep
as
Bond.
James Bond. We don't want a Jane Bond.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I mean, but Jane Bond could work alongside James Bond.
Yeah.
There's nothing, but it doesn't need to take away
need,
from James Bond.
This is, yeah, we can
you
still
need
keep
that kind of
007.
Womanizer.
How did you guys feel at, I mean, I know it's a bit old now, but when Doctor Who became a woman? I know, not necessarily that you watched it, but.
I don't watch it, but it did not bother me at all because it's a doctor with two hearts that travels in a phone box. It's not real. Like,
yeah, I'm so far removed from the situation.
But lots of people got very, very angry
about it. But does that
does
that surprise you, or does that make you angry?
Okay,
or?
I spoke to a real, like, my friend who's a real Doctor Who fan. He's a fanatic, but he said he hasn't watched the last series a lot because he said it's not been as good. And he said that that's not what he wanted. He needed a stronger Doctor Who to come in and take it. Because he said, because it's at a bit of a crossroads at the moment. And he said, I don't think giving a female Doctor Who is the way to bring in new viewers and appease the viewers who weren't as into this series as they have been the last. He felt that there should have been a strong male character.
But then maybe there's a whole group of like untapped viewers that do want a strong female Doctor Who that they're going to get on board, and then that could be a whole different direction.
It's probably the thing that's going to make me watch it. I'll definitely tune into that first episode of hers to see what it's like where I wouldn't normally.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think it's different.
I probably won't.
I feel like maybe I won't either, but I'll love reading about what other people think about it.
Yeah. Yes. We love to see people love to be outraged anyway these days, so I'm sure there'll be a lot of angry people.
Yeah, and that's the thing, because of Twitter, sometimes it actually makes it seem like it's more people expressing these opinions than there probably are. I reckon there's a lot of people like us who just don't say anything.
Yeah.
And
we're fine with it. Yeah. Just like, oh, okay, she's the new Doctor Who. Great. I'll get on with my life.
Yeah. Move on.
Yes.
Well, we have rattled through everything we wanted to talk about today, which is lovely. So, of course, this is We Are Obsessed With. It comes out weekly, every Friday. There's more showbiz gossip in the magazine, which is out now. You can obviously find out all the top 10 moments from Celebrity Big Brother through the years in there. Heat Radio is on 24/7 and on heatwell.com. You get all of your breaking news. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.